Joining us now in our Washington, D.C. studios is Elaine Jones, a civil rights legal expert on employment discrimination who's familiar with the Sodexo case. Before we begin, let me again say that this program repeatedly asked Sodexo to come on the program and discuss the situation. They refused. Elaine, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Talk to us a little bit about the situation, first and foremost, with Sodexo and the broader picture of discrimination in the workplace today.
Sodexo is illustrative of why we still need strong anti-discrimination laws on the books. Many say the civil rights is history, but we had the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and that act protects us against discrimination in the workplace. And the Supreme Court just about gutted that act in the late 80s, and we had to go back to Congress and get a strong anti-discrimination law on the books in employment, and we got it in the 1991 Civil Rights Act. And the Sodexo case can come about because that act is law today.
When you hear things like the N-word being used in companies, sometimes openly, according to the plaintiffs, the idea that of some 700 upper management positions at the corporation, only 18 were filled with blacks. Do you see this as part and parcel of an environment that exists across the board in companies today?
The civil rights law means that there is good news and bad news. The good news is that we have a strong anti-discrimination act in place. The bad news is that we still need it. And I was surprised to look at some of the record in this case and some of the practices that were going on in the company. I would hope that many corporations in America had changed the way they were doing business. But it also shows something else. It's why the federal government needs to weigh in.
Elaine, what surprised me most, I think, as I read through some of the information, is that during a pretrial hearing, the CEO of Sodexo said the N-word could be used as a term of endearment, and that colored, and this is from the chief diversity officer of the company, the word colored in certain parts of the country is not necessarily offensive. When you hear those things from officers of a corporation, what's your thought?
Well, what I think about is Cynthia McReynolds who, and the plaintiffs in this case. I think about their strength. Cynthia McReynolds had been in this environment for more than 20 years. I mean, these are lower-level managers, African-Americans, who didn't get the opportunity simply because of race. In this case, it's important, you know, that there was a judge who followed the law. You know, a lot of times, you know, you don't get that. But in this case, she didn't show bias either for or against either plaintiffs or defendants. She looked at the record. She certified the class. She was upheld by the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court, so the case would go forward. But today, the anti-discrimination laws in employment on behalf of African-Americans and women and ethnic minorities and religious minorities, those laws are still necessary.
So, Elaine, finally, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. As far as this shedding light and opening eyes, if you will, I suspect you hope this will, in fact, do that.
Yes. Also, because, I mean, you look at Sodexo with some of the largest contracts in this country, the Federal Reserve, the World Bank. I mean, that's money, federal contracting money that's going out, and that the Department of Labor, I'm not so sure that Sodexo had affirmative action plans. Mm. If the federal government does what it's supposed to do with letting these contracts, then maybe we can avoid some of these problems.
All right, Elaine Jones, thank you for the insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ed.
Elaine Jones is a civil rights lawyer.